but no additional strike was forthcoming.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir, without delay.
As the guard hurried off across the plowed field, the jingling was drowned out by the sound of a low purr announcing the approach of a motorcycle. Kissel turned to salute. Breaking to a halt in a plowfold, Lieutenant Anders killed the big engine of the BMW motorcycle and kicked down the stand, his boots resting on the parallel lines of turned earth. The soil was gray on top, dead and sterile as the moon, but rich black and alive underneath.
I can see the lack of success written on your face.
When he removed his leather gloves, fresh blood left moist streaks on his embroidered silk cuffs, but no cuts or abrasions marked his skin.
We're looking everywhere, sir.
Up chimneys, under floorboards, inside the manure piles?
That was the very next place I was going to have the men check, sir.
Do so.
Anders scanned the darkening farmland. Kissel gestured to the bloody shirt cuffs.
Any luck with a prisoner you were interrogating?
Anders took no notice of the remark.
The Lady Ward has contacted the scavengers, and they pledge nobody has climbed over the walls, which means Ryan and his people are still in the Ville. Maybe even disguised as sect men, or slaves.
Disgusting.
Then Kissel glanced about quickly, and stepped as close as he dared to an officer.
Or maybe the rebels have them?
There is no underground of armed slaves. However, the matter is being looked into.
By our spies among the slaves, eh? I hear that the armory was blown apart by Ryan, and hundreds of blasters are missing.
The officer turned his collar to the cold.
You heard wrong. That explosion earlier was the testing of a new cannon. Nobody died and nothing was destroyed. Understand?
Kissel went ramrod straight and saluted.
Absolutely. You can count on me and my men, sir.
I sincerely hope so.
Anders kicked the BMW into life. The muted rumble shook him to the bone for a brief instant. Then waves of warmth, radiating from the engine, soon vanquished the chill. Forcing himself not to shiver, Kissel looked hungrily at the motorcycle, but said nothing. Such was the privilege of rank.
And if anybody asks, I'll be reviewing the guards on the south wall. Time is short. Our masters grow more impatient by the minute with our failures. If we don't find Ryan soon, our beloved leaders will consult with the ward over this matter.
The sergeant blanched, his eyes going wide.
I concur with your opinion.
Anders revved the throttle a few times to clear the carburetor. A single puff of dark smoke drifted from the fluted tailpipes.
If the heirs think there's going to be another food riot, a mass escape attempt, or a full-fledged attack on the Citadel, then we're all doomed.
Amen.
Kissel snapped off a crisp salute.
We'll find them, sir, or die trying.
That's the general idea.
Anders drove off, following the planting gully, a black-clad bubble of heat in the rapidly descending purple darkness. Through a pair of pre-dark military binoculars, Amanda watched as the lieutenant moved off on his bike toward the south.
He's doing a perimeter sweep.
Richard squinted into the distance.
Or checking that damn bridge. I told you we should have torn it down years ago.
Amanda tucked the binocs into a cushioned pouch.
An escape route is only good if you can use it, dear brother. It's there for our protection. Nobody but you and I know about the boat hidden in the river cave.
Richard grunted in reply, admitting neither that he was wrong nor she was correct. A chill evening wind moved across the front of the citadel, the grayish stone turning black in the evening light. The heir sat in chairs on the front porch, overlooking the execution dock. They knew it was always wise to be plainly seen by the slaves in times of trouble. It quelled unrest. Large braziers heaped with coals lined the courtyard around them, deaf slaves wrapped in discarded furs fanning the smoke upward and directing the heat toward their masters. Richard often worried about discussing important matters in front of the slaves, until Amanda discovered that a simple thrust of an ice pick rendered anybody permanently deaf. And with the adroit application of a sharp knife, their personal servants were no longer able to speak about what transpired in private bedchambers. Amanda took great pride in the fact that Eugene could only kill, but she was able to fix prisoners and make them more valuable than before. Patrolling the courtyard were armed sec men, their long blasters wrapped in sleek furs to keep the bolt grease from congealing and hindering the firing mechanism. Autumn in the mountain valley was approaching with its usual savagery, and soon the acid snows would descend, piling tall drifts of burning white crystals. Prominently off to one side was a large canvas lump, the stiff sheeting firmly tied down against the wind by numerous iron spikes driven deep into the granite cobblestones. Amanda checked the figures in a ragged book.
Oh, there won't be an autumn crop. We'll be eating horse by March.
Unless we get their tank. Then we'll feast on the limitless supply of canned food from the wheel.
Hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
Richard tossed a leg over the arm of his chair and curled a lip.
That's what Father always told us. But he was weak. We'll rule this land, all of this land. We'll walk like gods among the lower classes, sowing death as befits our whims.
You've been reading books again. I told you that would damage your eyes.
You read them.
In consternation, Amanda realized he was growing suspicious of her again. Damn his paranoia. Gently, she reached out to stroke his unshaven cheek. It was like caressing a porcupine, but he responded by moving against her hand.
I'm a mere woman. What matters my vision? My whole purpose in life is to please you, my brother.
He grunted in acknowledgement of the statement, took her hand, kissed it, and shoved it aside.
Anders is a good man.
Amanda changed the subject to a military matter. Her brother was placated for the moment, but in the growing excitement, she was losing her control over him. He was acting more and more independent, taking charge, making decisions. Absolutely intolerable. She would either have to finally give herself to him, which meant losing her greatest hold on the heir apparent, or arrange for their public marriage. An equally disgusting idea.
Hmm? The lieutenant? He suffices.
Richard tugged a cloak tighter about himself. His sword was thrust cumbersomely under the arm of the chair, making it almost impossible for him to draw quickly. However, twin black blasters nested in a double shoulder holster. He had loaded the clips himself from their precious stock of pre-dark ammo. Glazers and talons, horrible bullets that entered a body and then shattered, spreading out an internal wave of bloody destruction.
About Anders, perhaps this is the time for us to grant him a promotion.
What? There hasn't been a promotion since Father's accident.
Anders is ambitious. We must promote him, or kill him.
Richard twisted the pommel of his sword.
Kill him, then.
Competent men are few these days.
We have no need of such. Fear has always controlled Novaville. Fear of us, fear of Eugene, fear of the scavengers, of the sons, of the beast. Our slaves feast on fear, as we do bread.
The Lady Ward looked over the assemblage of men and women fanning the flames for her comfort. None dared look back at her or her brother, but there was an air of unease, a sense of tension. The normal feeling of their total surrender was no longer palpable. Amanda felt oddly vulnerable, and didn't like it one bit.
What is the status of our gas?
Her hand went for the electronic switch in the pocket of her clothes.
There is enough. No, there is more than enough.
Amanda kept a neutral expression to the bad news. That was their private code. When in public, if either of them added a negative response in the middle of a sentence, it meant the entire sentence was a lie. So, there was just barely enough gas in the vaults to protect them.
Emergency storage?
It's finished cooking. No. It was finished yesterday. There's all we should need, and more.
Blast! More bad news. Nervously, she rose from the chair and crossed her arms. Her long blonde hair was piled high on top of her head. Her gown was the purest white, her slippers crushed velvet, the sawed-off shotgun tucked into her sash, delicately covered with the finest silver filigree.
They can't have gone, so they must still be here. But where? And what are they planning?
Escape is most likely. Unless they're really Sons of the Knife, paving the way for the Coldhearts to try another raid.
Paving the way how? We're on full alert. That only makes us harder to attack.
Right now, yes.
Richard squinted slightly as a stray breeze brought smoke to his face. In the courtyard, a whip cracked, a slave screamed, and the fanning increased vigorously.
But after 10-12 hours, we'll be tired. Hell, maybe they're sacrifices, trying to make our father use up all of the spare gas.
Damn, what an unpleasant idea that was.
No. The tank is the target. It must be. I think we had better have the guards prepare all of our wall weapons.
Whatever for? Their vehicle is already inside.